My voice almost gone. Twins game Friday, which was super late because of the rain delay. Saturday, Gophers game. Sunday, Vikings game. Everything went well except for the Twins. They needed to beat Cleveland, and we got swept. Oh, frustrating. But the Gophers game was amazing. You know what's super neat about all of that is before the game, I had the opportunity to step on the field for just a few minutes. I know some of the people that work at the university. And I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook and Instagram, but it's so cool. Like the student section all started yelling my name, and they wanted me to come over and take a photo. We took that photo. It was so cool. It got me thinking about what I'm going to share today. I saw this quote and statement the other day, and it really ties into what I wish more people in real estate knew today. The results you seek are hiding in the activities you're avoiding. It's so true. There are so many people in real estate that avoid certain activities. Now, I don't want that to come across as negative, because sometimes people don't even know the things that they are avoiding, right? So looking at and evaluating, like, am I doing the things, the activities that I know I need to do that are going to pay off today, in the near future, and long term? One of the things that most people in real estate don't look at is the long game. People hear about all the time, long term, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, 3, 5, 10 year type, you know, goals and commitments, but most people don't really connect the dots. And so when I was on the field at the Gophers football game and the student section all stood up and said, "Let's do the Lindahl, Chris." And they invited me over. I walked over on the field and took the picture with the arms out with all of them. That took 13 years. Got my license in May 2009. It's almost the fourth quarter of 2022. Think about that for a second. Like, it took 13 years to have a major section in a college football stadium that recognize our branding and want to be a part of it. Right? And I think so often people get into real estate wanting overnight success. It doesn't mean that you can't have success along the way, but it's a compound effort of things, right? The last 11 years of working through branding and marketing and putting this together is what made that moment happen. It took a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice. Right? But people see that photo and like, wow, amazing. They don't realize what goes into that work. That's why I know what goes in to the sales. I know how hard that is, right? Keeping a transaction together, working with other agents, working with a title company, working with the lender, right? Putting all that together, working with buyers, sellers, right? There's a lot of challenging components in a transaction. But I want to remind you that so often, you are closer than you think to that next level, to breaking through, to getting a little luck that comes your way. I remember 2009 when I started. I've said this before, but I don't think everyone is listening when I say it. My average commission in 2009, 2010, you know, bank mediated, depressed economy, was around $600, $700, somewhere in that range, is what I took home after brokerage splits and everything else. And most transactions took 6 to 8 months to close. Crazy. 6 to 8 months to close. And you think about where the company's at today, even along the way, you know, becoming number one individual agent in Minnesota, to number one team, to now the number one team-based brokerage. Like, you think about all of those things that have happened on this journey. It all started with $600, $700 commission checks. And you have people that enter real estate now across the country with an average sale price of, in some areas, of $300,000 all the way up to $400,000 and maybe even a little higher. And the commissions, if on a team, the net commissions are, you know, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000, right? That's the net commission. Crazy. And that's why I'm like, I want it so bad for all of you. Like, if you knew what you could do with that today, long term, you would go at another level. You would keep going. You wouldn't avoid the activities, right? And I know too, because like, I didn't know in 2009 what it would look like if I kept going. I naturally kept going because I didn't have an option because I had to succeed. But had I known, I probably went just, I would have went a little harder. I don't know if there were any more hours in the day, but had I known, I maybe would have went just a little bit longer, a little bit harder, right? I think that's the same for you. Like, if you think about claiming appointments, right? If you think about following the process, if you think about showing up to the office, if you think about really dedicating time, 50 minutes on, 10 minutes off, evaluating your day at the end of the day, setting up your next day the night before or the morning of. Like, if you think about those little things that you can do, those activities, those are where the results are going to come from. Your results are hiding in those right now. And I want to give you that reminder that you can do whatever you want to do. You can. And this is such a great time. And I'll tell you why. It's about to get really hard for real estate agents. Like, super difficult. We are in the, not even the beginning phases. We are starting to enter the biggest change that we've seen in 10 plus years. It's going to be significant. And just know that there are a lot of agents that aren't going to make it. They're truly not. We're doing everything we can here at KLRE to invest in a brand strategy, a marketing strategy, so we can give you guaranteed appointments every single day. But know that a lot of other companies, I see it. They're out door knocking. They're cold calling. They're sitting around waiting for the phone ring. They don't even know what to do. This weekend, I probably ran into 15 real estate agents at different brokerages. The first thing they said to me, "Hey, what are you guys doing? The market's like tanking. Are you worried? Are you nervous?" I said, "No, I'm not. We have the best agents in the industry. We have the best branding strategy. We have the best people. We have the best foundation. We have the best tech. We're going to win. And we're not seeing the same things that you are. Because we're so invested in that brand that it's going to make such a big difference for you and every agent here at KLRE. And I'm so excited for it. But I want to remind you of that, that it's a long-term strategy. What's so frustrating is that so many people have entered the real estate industry over the past several years throughout the country, and they think that 6 months in, 12 months in, 18 months in, that all of a sudden all of this success is going to happen. They're going to have a brand and things are just going to start coming to them like a magnet. It takes years and years and years of dedication and doing the work and going through the activities before you ever get to a point where there's a magnetic brand strategy where business is just coming to you. That's why you see realtors at other brokerages that are posting photos and selfies of door knocking and cold calling, because they actually don't have an efficient strategy to have a brand. It takes so much work. And I'm excited because I know what your personal brand is going to look like by using the KLRE brand to catapult your brand. There's a lot of brand there, but that's really what it is. And I love watching it. You know what else is so important when you are building right now is referrals, right? I look at 2009, by 12, I was selling 100 homes a year, 13, 147, 14, 175 with one admin. Didn't have all the systems and stuff that we built at KLRE now. But when I look at all of those things that I did, I think one of the big things when you think about real estate in general is that there's so many opportunities in referrals. I could not have got to 2012, 2013, 2014 without massive support from people in my life. because people ask all the time, like, how did you get to 100, 147, 175 before there were lead gen companies out there, before the team structure? Most people can't grasp that. I was very fortunate to have a lot of support. I received so many referrals, truly, so many, right? And that's why I look at so many agents right now that are overestimating what building that SOI business will do for your life, right? So every single time you meet someone, they'll send you three other transactions and people that need to overcome real estate challenges if you are there for them, if you are committed long-term. I've done it. I've watched it. It can make a big difference in your business, but you have to do the things today that are going to bring your results later. And you can't get so tied to the activities you do today, expecting the activities from today to produce results today. Every once in a while they will, and maybe tomorrow they will, maybe next week they will. But the success that so many agents in our company are having right now is the result of activities that were done in the past. Your past determines your future. It's Monday. We're in the best time of the year. The voice is shot. It'll be back soon, but I'm so excited for everything that is going on. That's why I love this community. I'm so excited for everything that we are doing right now. I hope you can feel that energy. I feel it. I see it in the results. I know what you're doing right now. I know the activities that so many of you are committed to right now. And I just want to say congratulations. This is going to be a big week, a really big week. And I hope the biggest part of it is I get my voice back. No, I'm kidding. But I want to let you know, have a great week. I'm excited for you. I hope you enjoyed this message. Let's keep it going. Let's go.